أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
دافع رئيس الوزراء أنتوني ألبانيزي عن موقفه الرافض لإنشاء لجنة تحقيق ملكية في هجوم شاطئ بونداي الذي استهدف احتفالا بعيد الأنوار اليهودي، مما أسفر عن مقتل 15 شخصا في 14 من الشهر الجاري. وكان السيد ألبانيزي قد رفض دعوات بعض عوائل الضحايا وكذلك المعارضة الفيدرالية لإنشاء لجنة تحقيق ملكية في الهجوم. وبدلا عن ذلك أعلن ألبانيزي عن البدء بمراجعة رئيسية لعمليات الاستخبارات وإنفاذ القانون في الفترة التي سبقت هجوم بونداي، والتي ستنظر فيما إذا كانت الوكالات المختصة تمتلك الصلاحيات المناسبة للحفاظ على سلامة المجتمع الأسترالي. ووصف ألبانيزي المراجعة بأنها الطريق الصحيح للتعامل مع الهجوم وتداعياته، مؤكدا أن قراره قد اعتمد على نصيحة الخبراء.
Well, I recognize that many of the calls for a royal commission come from a good place. This atrocity is something which understandably people want answers on, how it occurred. I want answers too, and I want justice done. That's why of these two perpetrators, one of them is dead, the other has been charged and will go through the justice system, and we need to make sure that the younger of the Akrams is held to account. On top of that, we will have a New South Wales Royal Commission that will look at the actions clearly of New South Wales authorities, including the police response, gun licensing issues that are the prerogative of the New South Wales government, but also we've said very clearly that the Commonwealth government will cooperate with those processes and will provide whatever information is requested, is necessary during those processes. Of course, there are lessons to be learnt, and we, of course, will fully support New South Wales in that process. But in the meantime as well, we want to make sure that there are no gaps in the federal system. So our position is not out of convenience, it is out of conviction that this is the right direction to go in. And the actual experts, who are the current experts, have all recommended this course of action, and we are following the advice that we receive from authorities who are in 2025 dealing with this atrocity.
وجدد ألبانيزي ثقته بأن المراجعة التي سيقودها المدير العام السابق لوكالة الاستخبارات الأسترالية إيزيو السيد دينيس ريتشاردسون ستعمل بشفافية وكفاءة عالية للنظر بشكل شامل في أداء السلطات المختلفة لتقدم توصياتها في تقرير سيصدر خلال الأشهر المقبلة.
We want to make sure as well that we do deal with this. That is what the Richardson review will do. It will look at a comprehensive examination of what occurred, if there are any gaps, if there are any gaps between the Commonwealth and New South Wales as well, what response is required, thoroughly, practically and efficiently, reporting in months, not years ahead, acting with unity and urgency, not division and delay. And that is the process that we are undertaking.
ووصف ألبانيزي هجوم بونداي بالفظيع، وشدد على أن دوره كرئيس للوزراء هو ضمان عدم تكرار مثل هذا الهجوم دون تقسيم المجتمع أو شرذمته.
What we need to do at this time is to look at ways in which we can have our common humanity and our common interest. This is an atrocity that was opposed by overwhelmingly all but a minuscule element in our society. And what we need to do, and my job as the leader, as the Prime Minister, is to bring the country together, not to seek to divide, not to seek differentiation, but to seek common interest. And that is what I continue to do. That is what I will continue to do as well, because that is the responsibility that I have. Easy options of looking into the past, if you look at the dates in which occurrences have occurred, 1998, a visa granted. 2000 and 2001, those visas adjusted. 2013, the first granting of a gun licence. 2019, an investigation by ASIO into the younger Akram. All of these issues we should not play politics with. What we should do is go to the heart of what occurred and, importantly, how do we make sure that this never happens again, and how do we make sure that the Jewish community feels safe.
وكان البنيزي يتحدث في المؤتمر الصحفي الذي عقده اليوم صباحا مع مفوضة الشرطة الفيدرالية لتقديم آخر المستجدات في التحقيقات بشأن هجوم بونداي الذي وصفته السلطات بالإرهابي. وسلط رئيس الوزراء الضوء على سجل حكومته في مكافحة معاداة السامية من تعيين أول مفوضة لمكافحة معاداة السامية وتشديد قوانين مكافحة خطاب الكراهية التي تضمنت حظر رموز للكراهية، وأشار أيضا إلى قرار أستراليا طرد السفير الإيراني بسبب ما وصفه بدعم هجمات معادية للسامية في أستراليا.
On the broader challenge of anti-Semitism, the government has acted. We appointed the first ever special envoy to combat anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel. We're implementing her recommendations. They cover law enforcement, education, universities, social media, the media, migration and citizenship, foreign affairs and civil society. Now, those recommendations build on the measures that we've already put in place. We put in place Operation Avalite. That brings together AFP and ASIO. That's working with state and territory governments. We introduced Australia's first ever hate speech laws. We've enacted a landmark ban on the Nazi salute and hate symbols. We criminalised doxing, something that was opposed by the coalition in the Senate. The malicious release of personal information, which was used to target particularly artists in the Jewish community. We appointed Australia's first ever National Student Ombudsman. We created and have launched a National Hate Crimes and Incidents Database. We've imposed counter-terrorism financing sanctions on the white supremacist terrorist network, Terrorgram. And importantly, we covered through the extraordinary work of the AFP and the agencies, and I want to pay tribute to them for the work that they do each and every day, we uncovered the involvement of the IRGC, the Iranians, over some of the anti-Semitic incidents that had occurred, and we expelled the Iranian ambassador. That is the first time that an ambassador has been expelled from Australia since the Second World War.
ووعد البنيزي بمزيد من الإجراءات والعمل مع كل الأطراف في المجتمع الأسترالي لمكافحة معاداة السامية، مثل تشديد الرقابة والعقوبة على من ينشر الكراهية في المجتمع وإعادة النظر كذلك في قوانين امتلاك الأسلحة الخطيرة.
We know that there is more to do as well. We're going to legislate a crackdown on preachers and leaders who promote violence. We're going to introduce new powers to cancel or reject visas for those who spread hate and division in this country. And importantly as well, we're going to make sure that extremists can't buy high-powered weapons over the counter. How is it that this guy in Bunny Rig had six high-powered weapons? That is an issue as well. Now, we'll continue to do what is necessary. We'll continue to act with strength. We'll continue to engage with the Jewish community in particular, but the broader community as well. I had a meeting, as you're aware, with the Leader of the Opposition yesterday. We want to work on providing solutions here, which is what we are determined to do the right thing, not necessarily the easy thing.
وضم المؤتمر الصحفي أيضا وزير الأمن القومي والهجرة السيد توني بيرك، والذي علق على قوانين مكافحة خطاب الكراهية بالقول أن في أستراليا أشخاص يصدرون خطابا لا يتماشى مع قيم البلاد وكانوا يستحقون الطرد لولا كونهم مواطنين أستراليين. وأضاف بيرك أنه يعمل الآن على جعل خطاب الكراهية غير قانوني ومجرم حتى لو لم يدعو للعنف.
There are automatically issues of concern in what is being said by some of these individuals. You have a significant number of individuals who, if they had been on visas, they would no longer be in Australia. The simplest example of that I would give is someone who was not a hate preacher but who made a speech at an event where he described October 7 as a day of celebration. Within days, he was no longer in Australia. So there are actions when people are on visas that we take, and we take very quickly. The challenge that we have with respect to hate preachers is the connection has legally been, are they specifically calling for violence? The reality is, it is already unacceptable to Australians. It is already at a point that someone is making clear through anti-Semitic rants that they hate modern Australia. And when people are in that situation, not only is it something which should already hit a criminal threshold, it also provides and assists in the motivation that the violent person is looking for. So up until now, the law of Australia has kept these two issues quite separate in the criminal world. What we are doing now, and I'm meeting daily with the Department of Home Affairs on this and pressure testing as legislation is being developed by the Department of the Attorney General with the agencies ASIO and the Australian Federal Police, to make sure that we can simply say what hate preachers have been saying is not simply unacceptable. We want it to be illegal. We want it to be criminal. And that's the legislation we're drafting.
بدورها قدمت مفوضات الشرطة الفيدرالية كريسي باريت معلومات عن مستجدات التحقيقات في هجوم بونداي، وبحسب التقييمات الحالية للشرطة الفيدرالية لم يتلقى منفذا هجوم بونداي المزعومان أي تدريب أو اتصال بخلية إرهابية أوسع نطاقا خلال زيارتهما للفلبين، كما تشير التحقيقات الأولية إلى أن الأب وابنه قد تصرفا بمفردهما. وكان لافتا أن مفوضة الشرطة الفيدرالية قد تجنبت الخوض في الجدل السياسي المحيط بإنشاء لجنة تحقيق ملكية في هجوم بونداي، موضحة أن التحقيقات حول الهجوم هي الأكبر التي تقوم بها الشرطة الفيدرالية وشركاؤها، مما يلزمها بالامتناع عن أي تصريح قد يعرقل سير هذه التحقيقات.
Question is not a question for me to answer in relation to a federal royal commission. It's a matter for government. Secondly, in your question around the video, I won't be going into any further detail other than what I've already provided today. As I've said, we've got a prosecution before the court, and I really want to be clear that this is one of, if not the most important investigation that the AFP and our partners will ever do. We have got a grieving community, and we have got a community that is looking for answers, and that is my focus, and therefore I won't do anything or say anything that would potentially jeopardize our investigation and our prosecution.
كان هذا التقرير من إعداد وتقديم هناء ياسين لـ SBS عربي.
أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.